IU Sports with Coach Brent Indest, brought to you by Babineaux Family Dental, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Schwing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike, Mindale, Grubbs, and Dalbar, Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, and Gator Gear Customs.
It's Friday, Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running for a wild weekend.
Thank God it's Friday, thank God it's Friday.
It's Friday, I'm in love.
I've got Friday on my mind.
And now, here's Coach Indest.
All right, we're back. We're here. Was going to be the last Bayou Sports with Coach Indest, but I think looks like we're going to come back on Tuesday with Boxcar, and that'll be the last one. But we had a ball yesterday going through top 50 favorite movies of all time. And we're going to continue to do that today. We're going to forget about sports. We're not going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. We're not going to talk about Tom Brady. We're not going to talk about upcoming, you know, the golf tournament going on this weekend. We're going to talk movies. And just to give you, if you were not with us yesterday, if you want to recap some of the movies that we went through, Ferris Bueller, Big Jake, The Birdcage, Raising Arizona, Green Mile, Wizard of Oz, True Grit, Titanic, Gone with the Wind, Seven, the chilling drama with Brad Pitt and Gwyneth Paltrow, Grease
is the word,
The Jerk,
he hates these cans,
Step Brothers, did you touch my drum set, my daughter and I, one of our favorites, The Chronicles of Narnia. You know, my wife helped me with this list. She's actually listening right now. She's off today. She took the day off. We're actually about to head to DeRidder to go get some furniture from mother-in-law's house to bring to daughter's new apartment.
Okay.
Chronicles of Narnia. Star Wars, another one. My daughter and I, we enjoy. Talladega Nights. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. I'll come at you like a spider monkey. Jaws. I grouped up Toy Story and Lion King. Absence of Malice, The Great Wilford Brimley, Pulp Fiction, Ghostbusters, Gladiator, the new A Star is Born, Hunt for Red October, the Harry Potter series, First Blood, Saving Private Ryan. Remember, we classified Saving Private Ryan and Seven is two of the movies that I thought were absolutely stunning, but you don't want to see them again.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't want to see them again.
It's hard to swallow that. Initial in the middle of the movie.
Exactly. One flew over the Cuckoo's Nest, of course, with the great Jack Nicholson, and the Blues Brothers. So now, I think I actually added a couple. I had some folks text me, and there's a couple of the one I'm going to start with, I don't know if it deserves to be on the front page, but if not, it would be close.
I'm ready.
And this is a comedy that has one of the greatest scenes that ever in a comedy, in my opinion. And this is an 80s movie.
All right.
So do you remember Kelly Lee Brock?
Yeah.
Who was married to...
Our boy from New... Well, he's not from New Orleans, but Steven Seagal.
Steven Seagal. Well, she starred in a movie called Weird Science.
Yeah, she didn't start it. She finished it. Yeah, but those two nerds.
Drop and give me 20.
Yeah.
And it's the scene where the two boys are in a bar.
Yeah, and Anthony Michael Hall. Yeah.
And of course, the great Bill Paxton.
That's right. That's right.
You Steve, but what?
Chits and air.
So I've got to paraphrase these lines because, you know, they're not really radio appropriate.
Yeah.
He said, I fell in love with this eighth grade girl. What it was these big breasts she had.
Yeah, Anthony Michael Hall. He ended up on Saturday Night Live. He was a great actor, man.
She goes,
young actor.
He
too.
Goes, kick me in the nuts. And then the jazz musician goes, and the family jewels? Yeah. Worst pain they is.
Oh, yeah. When they were out in that nightclub, it was hilarious, man.
Weird Science. Kelly Lee Brock, she was, oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
You know, she was one that really tormented many adolescents in the 80s.
Yeah, and you know, I think his name was Ian Mitchell Smith, the little guy who played Wyatt.
Yes,
and
yes.
Anthony Michael Hall played Gary.
Yes. So, yeah, and of course, Bill Paxton died recently.
Yeah, the late Bill Paxton, that's right.
You're stewed, but what?
Yeah.
That's an ass.
I mean, that John Hughes, who was the director of that movie, he did some great comedies over his period of time, yeah, but you know, that was one of them.
Yes, absolutely. When they're turning the doll into a person, they've got the bra on the head and the whole deal.
And the missile coming up through the house, you know.
Oh, no. That was good stuff.
Oh, yes.
Now, talk about I'm going in a totally different direction. I'm turning in my man card.
Okay.
My man card, look, I'm putting it. I put the man card on the table.
I see you buried it. Okay.
Okay. Because I'm going to say it. I don't mind admitting it. I talked about the Birdcage earlier being one of my top 50 of all time.
All right.
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
Okay.
Loved. I have fond memories. We talked about the Wizard of Oz. I have such fond memories of sitting around the TV with my mother, father, you know, brothers and sisters, Mary Kay on down. The older ones were gone.
Yeah.
And just watching The Sound of Music. And, I can remember when they're hiding in that in the tomb area, whatever, and the Nazis are looking for them. Yeah. And so long, farewell, auf Wiedersehen, adieu, to you, and you, and you.
They the Von Trapp family, the movie did them justice.
Because they weren't the most attractive folks.
No,
in the world.
But when I watched that movie, I saw that movie at the Sanga Theater in New Orleans in 1965.
We used to make my sister cry. How do you solve a problem like Maria?
Yeah, sensitive child. <huh?
laughs> Teary Tutu.
Oh, the sensitive child.
Teary Tutu.
Yeah, as a 13-year-old, I had the hots for Angela Cartwright. She was in that.
I'm telling my wife, no, I'm not mentioning that movie. I'm not going to do it, Tina. She's texting me.
Uh-huh.
I'm not mentioning Steel Magnolias. I'm not doing it. Did I just do that?
You know, I've never watched that movie in full.
Really?
Yes.
It is a good movie. Now, is it going to come in my top 50? Heck no. But now, Tina's also partial to it.
Uh-oh.
Because
that's not her calling.
no, she wouldn't. No way, call. All right, you're on the air with Coach Indest.
Hey, Tony.
Speaking.
I just want to talk to Coach. Coach Charles Bronson made some heck of a old movies. I don't know if you ever watched Hard Times. That was made in New Orleans.
That's you know, right. I did not see that.
It's a good movie. Yeah, it was made in Hard Times.
You know, I have
hard
to
times.
Say, you know what's the movies where he's the vigilante?
Death Wish.
That first Death Wish movie was pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you ever seen Hard Times, Coach, but you know, you on one rainy day and you get a chance, go pick it up.
It's a real good movie.
Oh, I'm always looking for that movie that everybody that I haven't seen.
Yeah.
You know, so good.
Yeah. Cincinnati Kids another.
So I've got two now. So I've got Some Like It Hot that I need to see that we talked about yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
And Hard Times. All right.
And I'm gonna throw Cincinnati Kid in there for you too.
Gotcha.
With Steve McQueen and Ann Margaret.
Okay.
Yep. No. Yeah, I think it was Ann Margaret.
I love anything with Ann Margaret.
Okay.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good one.
All right. Later. Uh-huh, Rick.
You know, it's funny that you say that. Going through some movies one day, and okay, so I love Steve McQueen.
Oh, yes.
And there's going to be a movie coming up that, you know, a Steve McQueen movie on this list. But he did the movie Bullet.
Yes.
I watched it, and you know, it didn't do that much for me.
That big chase scene is
It's considered to be one of the best of. I don't know, you know, maybe after you've seen all the Bourne movies, the Bourne Identity, the Bourne, you know, because I'll be honest, I'm not a big fan of chase scenes. Chase scenes tend to bore me. Just like long fights. Long fights in movies tend to bore me.
You know why? Because that. Man, fights last minutes, seconds.
Yes, yes, exactly.
You know, there's no way the stamina of an individual is not trained.
I get a little bored with
especially the Cartwrights.
Yeah,
you know, they fought for 10 minutes. You know,
and never blocked a punch.
And I want to let you. This is Cincinnati Kid. It was filmed in New Orleans in the mid '60s. That's probably why you probably missed it. Steve McQueen, Edward G. Robinson, Ann Margaret, Carl Malden, Tuesday Well. It's a great movie. It's about a poker player, and it's a great filmed in New Orleans back in the mid '60s.
Interesting.
So, That's a great movie.
So, again, so back to Sound of Music.
Okay.
Great. It was one of those that I made my daughter watch it with me when she was a youngster because I just felt like I needed to pass that down.
Christopher Plummer, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he passed away recently, yeah. I think.
He was Mr. Von Trapp.
Yes.
Braveheart. Got to put Braveheart in there. The story of William Wallace. And, of course, that happened so long ago, the historical accuracy, nobody really knows the truth. They, you know about how he died. And,
yeah, he
and,
was, and, I and think he was the first man drawn and quartered.
Yes. Well, I don't know if he was the first, but, I mean, it was, you know, they talk about the legends of his death and all these different things. And so, of course, there's really no way to be historically accurate. It's kind of like these stories of Leif Erikson and different things. Yeah, you know he came from Greenland, you know, blah, 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 and all these things, and they just kind of base stories around that.
Give you another little technical thing in that movie. The Scottish did not wear kilts in.
So really?
That was a miss.
Okay.
That was about two centuries later.
Interesting.
But the kilts were not worn then.
Interesting. But Braveheart, great movie. Great movie. You can watch that one over and over and over. Now, this next one, I'm literally taking 20-something, 30-something movies and globbing them all into one.
Okay.
It's all of the Marvel series movies.
Oh, okay.
This is something that, again, my daughter, along with her fiancé, Michael, just really, you know, I had seen the Iron Man, but not realizing that this was literally part of a way bigger picture.
Captain America.
You know, and then you start seeing, you know, you see a couple of the, you know, the Thors, and then you see Captain America, and then you're like, okay. So I went back about 3-4 years ago.
Okay.
And I watched, it was like during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I watched them in chronological order. Now, not in the way they were made, but in the actual, so you need
as
to realize.
Released as they were
no,
released?
No. So I'm saying not in the way they were released. Okay. I'm talking about the way they chronologically work out.
Okay. All right.
So, you know, one thing, and I'm pretty sure I'm right. So you've got Captain Marvel, which I never realized was a female.
Okay.
Okay. But that movie came out very late, but actually it's one of the first ones in the
series.
Chronologically.
Okay. All right.
Okay. It'd be like going back and watching Star Wars. You can watch them the way they're released, but no, you can watch them chronologically.
Yeah.
Because the second three were the first three chronologically.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah. But love Marvel. Endgame, the Avengers Endgame, to me, is just fabulous stuff. You know, the new Spider-Man stuff is really good. The latest, where you really start understanding the multiverse and the fact that, yeah, there are – that in our simple thinking, being born in the era we're born, no. Okay, so when you got a new Spider-Man, he just became that person. No, now you understand in the Marvel world actually three are different. There are three different Spider-Men just from different – universes from it's the multiverse.
Right. Yeah.
It's just cool, and the way that these genius writers and directors make it, it's fantasy, right?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say make it believable.
Sure.
I got a deal about movies. I can very easily get into fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but if you give me a real movie, not fantasy, and make it unbelievable, like that couldn't happen, you lose me.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yeah,
like that couldn't happen. Now, in fantasy, so then somebody will say, well, look, in Star Wars, you think that could happen? Well, no, you got me in a different world. You got me in a different place.
Yeah.
You got me in Middle Earth. You got me in the cosmos. You know, you got me in these different places.
You got you in the future, too.
But when I'm watching something that, you know, it's you know, it's a cop movie or something, and then all of a sudden, you know, a guy jumps from building to building, and it's 40 feet.
Yeah,
you know, and I'm like, who is this guy? Bob Beeman?
Yeah,
you know, is this Carl Lewis jumping? You know, doing
well,
this?
I know what you mean.
I'll give you an example. The Tom Cruise. I'm not a big fan of Tom Cruise himself, but I like a lot of Tom Cruise movies.
Yeah.
I will see Top Gun very soon.
The new one.
But the Mission Impossible series, they started getting stupid.
Yeah, Vanilla Sky was another one, too.
They started getting, I mean, you know, people falling stories and catching them. You know, I have a hard time getting into that.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Now, this next one, I'm having regrets that it's not higher. But because this is pure joy, the movie Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Would you like to take a Rollins-y hate? Rulogy, hey, Rulogy. Whatever you do, don't let me, don't open this door. Whatever you do.
I still like the line, look at those knockers.
Look at those knockers. Oh, it's what? Oh, my God.
Putting on the wrist. Yeah.
Gene Wilder.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Cloris Leachman.
Yep.
Fraulein Bueller.
Terry Garr.
Just look, if you haven't seen Young Frankenstein, or if you hadn't seen it in 30 years, just do yourself. Peter Boyle. Yeah. Just go see it again.
Peter Boyle was, and you know, they made him look like he was 7 foot
tall. Oh, there's no
Peter
doubt.
Peter Boyle wasn't that tall.
No, no.
Anyway, oh yeah.
But no,
Mel Brooks strikes again.
Oh, yes. Just Mel Brooks, and that's not the only Mel Brooks movie. I have one that's very high. But Young Frankenstein is just, it's Frankenstein.
That's correct.
And look, the greatest. So I have a nephew now, Corey Brody. He's dating a young lady named Abby. Now, I'm telling you, I never remember names. I gotta know somebody for like a year before I can remember their name.
Really?
But I will never forget Corey's new girlfriend's name.
Okay.
Because you know why? Because when Marty Feldman, it was Marty Feldman, right?
Yeah.
When he shows up and he was supposed to get the brain of this scientist, you know, right. Something Von whatever. And he comes back and he grabs the brain. He goes, what was the name of the brain? Abby? Abby? Abby who? Abby Normal? You got me an abnormal brain!
Yeah, that was a crazy movie.
Can't beat it.
Yeah, it came out like in 74 or 5, somewhere in there. It was a crazy movie.
I threw these two together.
Okay.
Because that there's one that's going to be way higher. And honestly, no, I threw three movies together.
Mm-hmm.
All Clint Eastwood. And all of them, one of them I like more than the other three, but then there's another one that's my all-time favorite because of all the lines. But you throw together High Plains Drifter.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get your name. Yeah. I didn't give it.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm the sheriff. I'm the mayor. I'm the sheriff. I'm the mayor.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. Okay. Hey, Blundy. Yeah. Oh, Blundy.
Yeah.
Eli Wallach.
Just Eli
fabulous.
Wallach. Great actor.
And then the one to me that's better than the two because it's the most, it's the truest tale of the West. I don't think that there's a better, truer tale of a true gunfighter than the movie Unforgiven.
Yeah, pretty good movie. Yeah, won Academy Award.
You know everything. Of course, you raised in the John Wayne era and the early Clint Eastwood era, and you know these unbelievable gunslingers, and they don't think twice about killing a man, and you know, and just blah blah blah. Well, Unforgiven, the story of a gunfighter past his prime that tried to go straight, but then came back and. Morgan Freeman, Clint Eastwood, I'm coming out. Anybody takes a shot at me, I'm going to come after you. And then I'm going to come after your fam. I'm going to kill your family. The Duck of Death.
Yeah.
The Duck of Death.
That movie was
Gene Hackman. I was building a house. It's not fair. Nothing ain't fair. Nothing fair about it. Boom.
All right. Yeah,
Unforgiven, great movie.
Yeah,
great movie.
Academy Award winner.
Yes, and deservedly so. The Shootist is not on this list.
Okay,
but to me, Unforgiven and The Shootist are very
they parallel.
You know, The Shootist was basically saying bye to John Wayne.
Yeah, that's right.
It was basically John Wayne's farewell.
Yeah, Katharine Hepburn was in that movie.
Yes, you know, fabulous movie, The Shootist. To me, one of John Wayne's better movies. Got to throw this one in there is you know, I do have some critically acclaimed movies, and actually the next several are very critically acclaimed. So I'm getting up in the rare air, you know, getting top 20 here.
All right.
Schindler's List.
Ooh, man, tough movie to watch.
Again, another one you don't want to see again.
Yeah, it's but true but, story.
But Schindler's List, the whole thing with the girl in the red dress and you know, being shot in black and white.
Yeah.
But
the Jewish community pays homage to him every year in Israel.
Yeah. It's an unbelievable film.
Yeah.
And of course talks about an era that most people would like to forget. Some people still refuse to believe even happened.
That's right.
Okay, which is,
that's why Eisenhower said take as many pictures, take pictures, take pictures, take pictures.
Exactly. So yeah, Schindler's List is definitely one that don't want to see again. Liam, you know, Liam Neeson, who, you know, he has very significant skills.
Yeah. You made out during Schindler's List?
No, there you go. Jerry and his girlfriend making out during, and of course, Jerry is a Jewish. He's Jewish. Got caught making out during Schindler's List because weren't they were staying with his mother and they didn't have any time,
to
be affectionate to each other. So they finally had some alone time, and it was, wasn't it cousin, the one with the son that works in Park and Rec Parks, Cousin Leo. I think Cousin Leo maybe caught him.
Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's dad, the cousin, Uncle Leo.
Uncle Leo. It's Uncle Leo. And Jeffrey's the...
Hey, I can get you up. Hey, Jeffrey, he's got a great job in Parks and Recreation. He can get you a job, Jerry. Oh, yeah. No, Schindler's List, great stuff, and yes, Seinfeld did make out during Schindler's List.
Unbelievable.
Now, this next one, critically acclaimed, but totally a different way. My biological clock is ticking over here. Imagine a little deer sipping in a brook, and bam, you blow his head off. You think he worried about what you're wearing? Oh, and you blend. Yeah. Marissa Tomei was perfect in that movie.
Yeah, she was.
Perfect. Can I treat this as a hostile witness?
Yeah, with the famous line, "Utes."
Did you say a Ute?
When she started describing that rear engine traction.
The positive traction. Look,
yeah, positive.
I'm going to tell you,
not positive, positive,
positive, positive. So it's the line where. So do you tell me the law of physics ceased to exist in your kitchen? That a grit does not. I mean, just and the different ways that you can be woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning, whether it's a rooster, a train,
old alarm clock,
the different ways he was woken up. You were serious about that? Critically acclaimed. Let's keep moving. Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, absolutely.
Shawshank Redemption. This should be top five.
If I'm flipping channels and I come across that movie, I can't change.
It's ridiculous how good that movie is.
It is. Andy Dufresne is amazing, man.
Just the whole deal. I still want to know, how did he get the poster back on the wall? So he... You follow me?
Yeah, he climbed
through. I could have just lifted it up and then...
Okay, there you go.
Taped on top.
Yeah, taped on top. Okay. Good explanation.
Yeah.
I always kind of thought of that one. But you're right. Yeah, just flip it up.
Yeah. He had to crawl in there and hammer away 19 years.
The what's the word I'm looking for? When somebody's talking in the background of a movie, kind of like a Christmas
narration.
Story. The narration.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman's narration... You know, when he's talking about what, you know, Andy and it's just perfect. It's just perfect. You know, and the whole deal when you see about, like, the older guy, when he got out, he wanted to be back in jail. Mm-hmm. He ended up killing himself because they took him out of jail.
That's right. Brooks.
Yes. But, yeah, just you could just go through that. And look, the rape scenes, I mean, something that you just, you turn it down, you go to the restroom. You know, you watch it again. Don't want to see it again.
It happens.
Again, a movie that to me is just darn near perfect. Now we get to Steve McQueen as a kid. When I say I love The Great Escape.
Oh, man. I can watch that till I'm blue in the face.
The fact that Steve McQueen didn't get away, though, that's why it's not top five. Yeah. If Steve McQueen gets away, it's top five. But him and his baseball, man.
Yeah.
Him and his baseball.
That's right.
You know, they just catch him over and over. You just throw him his glove, throw him his ball. Ba-da-dum-tch, ba-da-dum-tch, ba-da-dum-tch. And Steve McQueen, look.
And he did seriously. His own. He did his own stunts, man. Yeah. They didn't want him to ride that motorcycle. He said, "I can do this. Don't worry about it."
You know, Papillon was another one of my favorite movies. It could have been on this list as well. But The Great Escape, I've always, and I guess it's a lot because my father was a World War II vet. But I just get into World War II movies. And although he fought in the Pacific, there's not near as many movies in the Pacific. But what's his name that ended up being the PI?
Donald drove the plane.
James Garner.
Yeah, James Garner. Yeah.
And Donald Pleasance was with him in the plane.
He was the blind guy. Yeah. He was the blind guy. But yeah, just good stuff.
In Attenborough.
Good stuff. The Great Escape. The next one, again, critically acclaimed. Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, come on, man. And look, I'm going to tell you right now. Man card. I just pulled it out again, laid it on the table.
All right.
Paul Newman was a handsome man. Look, Robert Redford's a good-looking fella. But I'm just telling you, when Paul Newman smiled at you with those baby blues,
oh, yeah.
You're like, they say women want him and men want to be him. I mean, I'm sorry. Paul Newman. You know, Tino talk about, you know, her guys, you know, the one, Matthew McConaughey. Yesterday to school, she wore the shirt that I got her a few years back. It says, all right, all right, all right.
The Long Hot Summer is another great movie.
And again, a great movie that's not on my list. I just love these high school girls. Yeah. The older I get, they stay the same age.
Oh, yes, Matthew. Yes.
I tried to get through Dazed and Confused recently.
That's it.
I couldn't do it.
It's definitely out there. Dazed and Confused is definitely out there. And, of course, Matthew McConaughey, he's so remembered for it because that's where he says, all right, all right, all right, in the other line. But he's not a big part of the movie.
No.
Yeah, he's a very small part of the movie.
But
Butch Cassidy.
I can't swim. The fall's going to kill you.
That's crazy. The Pinkerton men chasing him all over the place. I like the part where they're trying to get the job, taking the money, you know, up and down the mountain. And the guy, you know, the guy who actually is on Cool Hand Luke, okay, who's hiring them.
Right.
You know, who's hiring them. What we have here is a failure to commute. And you know what? I'm sorry. I'm throwing Cool Hand Luke in here, too. I forgot about Cool Hand Luke.
Excuse my faux pas.
All right? But when Robert Redford is, you know, so he tells Sundance, would you just shoot this can or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And he misses. He's like, all right, I got to move. What? Yeah. So he proceeds to put his pistol in his holster and he pulls it brow, 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 and shoots it six times. I got to move.
I said, what are the rules? We have to do 1, 2, 3, 5.
There's a movie that I cannot place right now.
All right.
So it's two cops. It could have been Bad Boy. I don't know what it is. It's just a movie with two cops.
Okay.
And they're surrounded. It's the end of the movie, blah, blah, blah. And one of them tells the other one, man, this is like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
I remember that movie.
This is awesome. You know, blah, blah, blah. And then the other guy says, dude, they get killed at the end of that movie. Now, of course, you do have some cynics out there. They're like, you know, they don't really show them die. You know, but no, they show the Bolivian army.
That's right.
They show the Bolivian army just unloading on Butch and Sundance, okay? They didn't, you know, it'd be kind of like on Bonnie and Clyde if they just didn't show them getting shot up at the end, you know?
Yeah.
Anniversary of that just a couple days ago.
Yes, I did see that. So, but Butch Cassidy and the Sundance, you know, one of my favorite parts of that movie, and it was so un-Western-like, when they're riding around on the bike, it's raindrops keep falling on my head.
Yep.
And what's the girl? She's so dang cute.
Catherine Ross.
Yeah, Catherine Ross. And you go from Chisholm, John Chisholm, you know, to raindrops keep falling on my head in the middle of a Western. I just thought that was awesome. Got to go with the whole Lord of the Rings. Six movies here.
Never saw one.
Yeah, boy. They
never read the books.
I didn't read that. Look, I'm going to tell you.
Other than the parody book, Lord of the Rings. Anything edible, we got dibs on.
So Lord of the Rings, I love that fantasy stuff and just everything. So again, another movie kind of like Star Wars where you do Lord of the Rings and then you come back with The Hobbit, you know, being the prequel. Gandalf the Grey and just the whole deal with them. Just love, again, can't turn it off. Now, this next one, kind of like a couple of movies I have. I talked earlier, what was a cult classic movie? Oh, I talked about Raised in Arizona.
Wasn't he Billy Crystal in that movie? This is just like a...
Oh, no, he's the healer. Yes.
That's the princess.
Yes. Wait, no, no, wait. That's what I'm coming with right now. Oh. The prince. Oh, how did you know that? How did he know that the princess bride was next on my list?
No idea.
Have fun storming the castle.
The princess bride. I'm just telling you. That is comedic genius. Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they found the only role that Andre the Giant can play and be taken somewhat seriously. In somewhat of a slapstick movie, but... Oh, no, the Princess Bride, it's the whole standoff between the Dread Pirate Roberts and the Sicilian when they're having, you know, they're going to see who's going to die, and they go back and forth.
Well, you never get a call of death with a Sicilian.
Of course he dies. Now, that's the same guy. Now, look, I can't put these movies in my top 50 because they're just not there. But Vegas Vacation. Okay, you remember Vegas Vacation?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen Chevy it, Chase. But I don't think of it as being memorable.
Okay, well, there's this one scene that just YouTube this scene. So Chevy Chase has been getting his teeth kicked in at the blackjack table. Okay, and I mean, look, he's literally losing his – he keeps going back to the ATM. He is losing his savings in Vegas.
Mm.
Okay. So, and it's the Sicilian, it's that guy, it's that little bitty guy with the bald head.
Yeah,
okay,
and who's he's so in a lot of movies. Yeah.
The bear.
Yes.
From Hotel New Hampshire.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So, he comes, and he's his nemesis. And look, the guy's talking smack every time Chevy Chase. So, Chevy Chase shows up with his last 500 bucks or whatever. He goes, and I'm paraphrasing, I don't know if this is exact. He goes,
how about you just give me 500 bucks? I take you in the back, kick you in the nuts, and we call it even.
Oh, but
and that actor's Willis Shawn.
Okay,
Wallace Shawn.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But the Princess Bride, you know, Princess Buttercup, the whole deal. The reading of the book from Peter Falk.
That's right.
To the soon
little Fred,
to,
little yeah, Fred,
Fred Savage,
yeah.
Who got like is he a perv or something? I think something happened recently.
He got released as the executive producer of the reboot of the Wonder Years because of alleged misconduct.
Got it. I remember Fred Savage is on Austin Powers. Holy moly, 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 moly. He had the big mole on his face. Mole, 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 mole. But yes, The Princess Bride. My name is, gosh, dog, I can't. You killed my father, and now I will kill you. And he just, stop saying that. And again, Billy Crystal. You know.
Oh, yeah.
He and what's her, is it Bernadette Peters? Was it?
Robin Wright.
Robin Wright, yes, man.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes.
She was married to Sean.
No,
Tennis
he said
time.
Love. He said true love. Yeah. Have fun storming the castle.
Yeah, great stuff. Got to throw this one in there. People on lewds should not drive. All I need are some tasty waves and a cool buzz, and I'm fine. Fast Times at Ridgemont.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Mr. Han, you're here and I'm here, and that means it's our time. So what's the matter with a little feast on our time?
Little za.
I mean, it was all downhill. I realize Sean Penn did a lot of great stuff, Mystic River, blah, 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 all those different things. But I'm sorry. That was the most iconic role. You know, so what? The Americans say, if we don't come up with some cool rules ourselves, we're going to be bogus too. I mean, just over and over. And then, of course, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah.
Phoebe Cates. Of course, it was the gentleman was dreaming, you know, or he was fantasizing, let's say. We're not going to get into that. You know, we're not going to really delve into was going on during that scene.
And she's married to Kevin Kline today. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A fish called Wanda Kevin Kline?
Yes. Yeah, long-time marriage. Yeah, one of those Hollywood marriages that lasted.
That is correct.
A Fish Called Wanda Kevin Kline. That's some good stuff now.
Yeah, that's a different movie. Yeah.
That's some good stuff. You know, that's got, you know, it's got that British humor, you know, those guys from Monty Python in there. So you're clanking a couple of coconuts. So... Yeah, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. And Phoebe Cates getting out of the pool, just the whole deal. You know, if you hadn't been there, if you've never been there, just Go see Fast Times. I decided when my daughter was like 19 years old that we needed to watch Fast Times at Ridgemont High together, and I regretted it. I forgot how risque that movie was. As a matter of fact, Tina got mad at me. She's like, what are you? You know, these scenes started coming up that she had forgotten. And yeah, I'm like, yeah, this is a little weird. This is a little weird. But yeah, it's hey, Stu, where'd you get that jacket? we're gonna compete over in the Australian Nationals, then we're gonna head on over to London and jam with the Stones. Hey, Stu, where'd you get that jacket? It's Spicoli.
Yeah,
I've got Uno Nicolette. Now, you know one guy that people forget that was in that movie, and he was just a nobody. So the guy that got killed in the first Top Gun, was it Goose?
Yeah, it was Goose.
He was one of the stoners. Okay, that goes into
yes, they, he was. They, yep.
No shoes, no shirt, no dice. So he's one of the stoners. And actually, there's another guy, the redhead, that he played. If you go back and look at the three stoners, all of them ended up having very successful movie careers.
Yeah, so did, what was it, Black
Judge Collin? Reinhold? What, oh, no, no, absolutely.
Yeah, he won an Academy Award.
Well, yeah, the guy with the lazy eye. The black guy with the African-American guy with the lazy eye.
He played Idi Amin Dada.
Yeah. No.
Forrest,
the big guy. Forrest Whitaker.
Yes.
He's a guy.
He was on Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Yes.
No, that was Lawrence Fishburne.
Yes.
Fishburne, sorry.
Sixth Sense, I See Dead People.
Yeah.
That movie. I just, when you go back and you watch it again, how you didn't see it coming. Mm. And is that his M. Night Shyamalan? Was that guy? Was that the Shyamalan dude that directed that? But really, when you go back and watch the movie, you're like, I should have seen this coming. But nobody saw it coming. You just didn't see it coming that the dude was dead.
That's right.
I mean, and look, I'm saying that's Bruce Willis at his best. I mean, Die Hards were great, all the different stuff with Bruce Willis. But
Bruce Willis had hair in that movie.
Oh, yes, yes. But Sixth Sense, creepy, you know, just scare the bejesus out of it. Now, it didn't scare me like the movie The Ring. When that chick jumped out of the TV in the movie The Ring, just scared the heck out of me. Okay, now we're really okay. We got to go to commercial. I'm losing my mind here.
Yeah, we could.
Yes, we got to go to commercial.
All right. Ready?
Yes, go.
Are you looking to buy or sell your home? Maybe you're looking for land or commercial property. If so, Caffrey Real Estate is your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana area. Caffrey Real Estate has been in business since 1977, and its realtors have decades of knowledge and experience. Are you looking to buy or sell a home? Call Caffrey Real Estate day or night with your real estate questions or needs, and let them put their decades of experience to work for you. That's Caffrey Real Estate, your go-to real estate company in the Acadiana. 337-367-7708 or visit our website at CaffreyRealEstate.com.
At Arsenault Ford, we're making it even easier with our Ford Mobile Service Van.
For your convenience, we have a mobile service solution for you.
You provide the vehicle and I'll handle the rest.
Ford Mobile Service. We make it easy at Arsenault Ford.
The dog days of summer are here, and you'll need an experienced local HVAC contractor to keep you comfortable. Call Harris Heating and Cooling. They service all brands, honor all warranties, and proudly sell Trane equipment. Andrew Harris has 22 years experience and works 7 days a week to keep you comfortable. If you're considering replacing your system or just aren't happy with its performance, call today at 376-6221. Or visit HarrisEatCool.com.
If you need physical therapy, choose Iberia Sports and Rehabilitation. Our licensed staff is trained at the highest level to provide a customized treatment plan to give you the best results for pain-free living. Iberia Sports and Rehab has the area's only indoor heated therapy pool and Class 4 laser device, which assists the body to heal itself naturally. To get better, go to Iberia Sports and Rehab in New Iberia, keeping Acadiana strong and healthy. Visit isrehab.com.
The Corner Tavern is the premier spot for live music. Memorial Day weekend continues Saturday night with Cajun Roots. Remember, never a cover at the Corner Tavern. 19 TVs has you covered for sports. No bar with more outdoor seating. Corner Tavern, 910 East Main, across from McDonald's. The best drink prices in DeBary. Domestic beer now just $2. Imports $3 all day, every day, other than during bands and special benefits. Once again, the Corner Tavern now serving fresh fruit, margaritas, and daiquiris.
Do you have a logo? Do you have a brand? That is where Action Specialties comes in. If you want to get your brand out there, you need to call Action Specialties. Leaders in the promotional and advertising industry, they can help you get your logo seen everywhere you need it, from signs, decals, t-shirts, uniforms, and more. They can do that. Action Specialties has been proudly assisting their customers for 27 years with first-class customer service and a dedicated sales team to help you find what you need and what you didn't even know was out there. Action Specialties, we can do that.
We at Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor are happy to sponsor Coach Brent Indest and the Bayou Sports Show. We have recently changed our name from Hike Menville and Grubbs by adding J.P. Dalbor's name to our marquee. For all your legal needs, choose your hometown law firm, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbor. See us at 1017 East Dale Street or call 365-5486.
Hey guys, if you're looking for the top golf experience in Iberia Parish, you need to look no further than Cane Row Golf and Turf Club. Low or high handicappers will enjoy the beautiful greens, the recently refurbished sand traps, and incredibly plush fairways. And by the way, you don't have to be a golfer to enjoy Cane Row. The brand new clubhouse sports some of the best burgers, pizza, wings, and many other choices, along with absolutely the best, most potent margaritas that you've ever tried. So whether it's golf, food, or just some fun, come to Cane Row and enjoy.
Is it time for a new roof or to repair the old one? Hi, this is Jake Blanchard with LA Classic Roofing. We're a third-generation roofing contractor that has been in the business for over 70 years. As a locally owned and operated company, we're also licensed and insured for your peace of mind. We offer free estimates and a $100 referral fee for full roof replacement. Check us out on Facebook at LA Classic Roofing. And the number to call is 465-3888. LA Classic Roofing, professional roofing solutions since the 1950s.
Nowadays, none of us can be without adequate insurance coverage, but we still want to be sure we're getting the best value for the money. That's why so many people call the Schwing Insurance Agency to get a quote. The Schwing family has been handling the insurance needs of businesses and homeowners for almost 80 years. You can depend on Schwing Insurance to find the coverage you need at the best price. So before you buy a new policy or renew an existing one, call the Schwing Insurance Agency for a quote at 365-2357. Schwing Insurance, 300 East Main, across from the Shadows.
Now back to Bayou Sports with Coach Brent Indest. Phone lines are open to talk sports at 367-1240.
Okay, let's see what we got left. We just finished off with the sixth sense. We're having so much fun, I forgot to go to a commercial break, folks. Sorry about that. Well, let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So sixth sense was number 10. I already did this one.
All right.
Now number 9. We're in single digits.
Love potion.
Just remember, I'm going to use the word mess instead of a really bad four-letter word.
Okay.
If you've seen this movie, and again, this is a cult kind of movie. Right. It was not critically acclaimed, but it's John Goodman.
I know you're going.
Jeff Bridges.
Yep.
Okay, and the great what's the weird looking dude's name? Donnie in the movie. What is that guy's name?
I don't know. I can't believe it's escaping me.
Shut the heck up, Donnie.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out in a second. He was in,
Fargo.
Fargo.
Yeah, Fargo.
But the Big Lebowski.
Yes.
And the best line of all time. Yeah. You don't mess with the Jesus. That's John Turturro, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, he was also the...
Now, I'm not thinking of John Turturro. The other guy, though.
The butler on Deeds.
Yes.
John Turturro.
You don't mess with the Jesus. And that's like your opinion, man. The dude. And Sam Elliott, you know, in his very small narrative role, the Big Lebowski. And you know what? Some people would like to refer this as a sport movie. I'm sorry. It's the bowling is just kind of an aside.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about Steve Buscemi?
Yes. Yeah, Buscemi. Yes. Steve Buscemi.
Yeah, he's got crazy eyes. In the
Oh, yeah, yeah. And, of course, he dies. Spoiler alert. But, the Big Lebowski. And then the whole what's the Kenny Rogers? What's the band? The First Edition?
Yes. Kenny Rogers,
yeah.
The First Edition.
When he gets knocked out, he's always, you know, tripping to some Kenny Rogers stuff. Reuben James, great, great song. Just
What is that line? Condition, my condition.
Yeah, I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What condition?
Oh,
my
yeah.
condition.
That oh, was yeah. around the same.
And then Donnie's ashes.
It went all over him. Hey, Gino, you know, he can roll, man. Yeah, but he's a petter ass. The dude did 7 years at Chino, man. He's, he had to go door to door. Oh, and then when he starts going off on the communism and the, oh Lord, John Goodman, you know, just what, just it's such every role in that movie is so unique. Like, how do you compare John Goodman's role in that movie to anything else? How do you compare the dude to anything else? I mean, it's just
his honoring of Jewish holidays and traditions.
I can't do it. It's on the Shabbat. The Shabbat. Shabbat. It's the weekend of Shabbat.
Amazing.
You're not Jewish.
Oh, man. And, you know, now I'm going to get, you know, this is one that it's in everybody's top 20. I say not everybody, but this movie is kind of like Hotel California by the Eagles.
Okay.
One of the greatest songs, in my opinion, of all time. But I don't want to hear it ever again.
Okay.
Okay. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it ever again. We'll take a quick call. Take a quick call. You're on the air.
Coach, I just want to let you know, when you start your movie show, I got a title for you. Roll the tape.
Roll the tape.
Yeah, Warner Wolf. He said, roll the videotape. Warner Wolf, back in the 80s.
Roll the tape.
Got you. Got you.
All right.
I'm going to see that one. I'm going to make sure to see that one.
You keep doing what you're doing.
I appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks.
Okay. So, like I said, you know, the Eagles, Hotel California, just been played so many. And look, I loved it when they came out with more of the Spanish version.
Mm-hmm.
And now you do remember the Big Lebowski. Mm-hmm. I hate the Eagles, man. Mm-hmm. And then they do play when the 4 minute and 7 second scene where they're bowling, they're playing the Spanish a Spanish version of
Hotel
the Eagles,
California,
Hotel California, which is, you know, you got to really think about that. I hate the Eagles, man. And of course, what did he love? He loved white Russians.
Yeah.
He loved white Russians, and the dude loved white Russians, and he hated the Eagles. So move on. Forrest Gump is kind of the movie that you've seen it so many times, and you're just like, but I just, look, that was some good stuff. Forrest Gump, you got to throw it in there. You got to throw, you know, I got to throw it in there, let's just say. Just so many one-liners.
Associated so many events.
I mean,
how
many times, you know, if I spit out, you know, I may not be smart, but I know what love is.
Yeah.
Captain, you got magic legs. You know, just so many.
Oh, yeah, the lines in that
movie. I got shot in the buttocks.
That's right.
Jenny and I go together like peas and carrots.
Oh, I'd really like to see that. Boom, drops his drawers.
Just dropped him. Just dropped him. Was that Lyndon Johnson?
JFK? No, it was Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson.
They had Dr. Peppers, and I drank 42 Dr. Peppers. And look, it's when, look, this is the one that a lot of people don't remember, but I sure do. You know, it's my twisted mind. It's when the headmaster of the school that was Forrest, that Sally Field was trying to get Forrest into, and she basically tells him, I'll do whatever you need
to get
Forrest in the school. And she comes out, and he comes out, and he goes, your mother sure does care about your education, boy. And Forrest looks at him, and he goes,
oh, yeah. Oh, very
yes,
much
yes,
so.
Over and over. And then the music, you know, Bob Seger, Against the Wind, just all the different, you know, the soundtrack.
A little trivia in that movie, it was Tom Hanks' brother that was doing all the running.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know, it's when he's talking about Elvis, he started shaking his hips and moving.
Wait up. Show me that again. Let me see that again.
Forrest Gump. The next one, you got to throw this out there. Surely you can't be serious.
Cool.
Yes, I'm serious, and don't call me Shirley. Hey, you're Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. No, I'm not. I'm the co-pilot, Roger Murdoch. No, my dad says that you don't play hard until you get to the playoffs.
Grabs
hey,
it. Yeah,
if you're dragging Lanier and Walton up and down the court for four quarters, you take a break, too. Excuse me, do you speak jive? I mean, just over and over.
And the perfect person to be in that role Leave It to Beaver's mother, you know, June Cleaver.
Well, of course, I speak jive. Oh, my God. And, you know, when they're talking about, there you go again with the red zone, white zone stuff. Wait, just face it. Do you want me to have an abortion? I mean, they just it's just all this stuff just going, just flying back and forth. You know, in Airplane 2, it was okay, but just they shouldn't have ever made Airplane 2.
No.
Because Airplane 1 was perfect slapstick. It was perfect slapstick. You know, wait, so they're looking at the newspaper, you know, and so and you've got the other guy. So he goes, hundreds to die, plane to crash, and they give it to sail at pennies. What can you make of this? I can make a brooch. I can make a, I mean, oh, my God.
I remember seeing that movie because we couldn't get into the Blues Brothers. It was sold out, so let's try this
one. Oh, and it was pretty.
And we were just as happy.
Absolutely. You know, I picked the wrong week to quit sniffing glue. The great Lloyd Bridges. Just over, and it just, it never stops. It never stops. Just so, you know, they came out with the Naked Gun later, which it wasn't bad.
No.
It wasn't bad.
No.
But every slapstick movie, you know, except for one I'm going to get to in a minute, just pales in comparison. It's perfect slapstick. And look, slapstick is hard.
It is.
I don't think that there could be a more difficult movie to write. You know, comedies, they always say that's, it's way more hard. It's way more hard. Excuse my English. It's
harder,
far harder to come up with a good comedy than is a good drama.
Yeah. And tough to land comedy, too.
Yes.
To pull it off, then.
Yeah,
it's,
absolutely.
It's all about timing.
Absolutely. But, yeah, Airplane. Oh, gosh. Just, yeah. The next one, you know, this next one, Christmas Eve, every year at my house, my daughter and I, A Christmas Story.
I was hoping you were going to say It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. No. You know what? I've never seen it. I have full disclosure. I've never seen It's a Wonderful Life in its entirety.
Really? My goodness.
Yeah, and a shame. As much as I'm a movie buff, I don't know why. I just never did it. And I keep moving because we're going way over time.
Yeah.
Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd have it that high, but excellent movie.
Good. Yeah. The Robin Williams. That one scene, you know, where he talks about loving a woman and all the different things. And then the bar scene. Hey, I got a number. You like them apples? just awesome stuff. And then Animal House, y'all. Animal House. Yeah, I'm getting to the ones I don't even have to talk about them because they're just so great.
Oh, those scenes, man.
7 years of college down the drain. You know? I mean, hey, you effed up. You trusted us.
Yeah.
My brother's going to kill me.
When they shot the horse with a blank gun, the horse died.
Fat, drunk, and stupid are no way to go through life. 0.00.
Mr. Blutarski.
Blazing Saddles. You almost can't even talk about Blazing Saddles because anything I'll say, you know, even though I am the proverbial lame duck right now, you really can't get into Mungo, just a pawn in the game of life.
Oh, yeah. But no Irish.
Yeah. No Irish.
Yeah.
Whip this out.
Yeah.
Oh, just
amazing.
Perfect. Now, the final two. You know, you're going to pull those pistols or you're going to whistle Dixie, boys. Outlaw Josie Wales.
Yeah.
I just can't. When Outlaw Josie Wales comes on a Sunday morning or afternoon, Tina walks in. She goes, "Oh my God! You ever seen anything called a Missouri boat ride? I mean, just over and over and but the best of all time. This is arguably one of my best scenes of all times. You a bounty hunter? Yeah, man's got to make a living somehow. Dying ain't much of a way of living, boy. Comes back. I had to. I know. Boom! You're dead. Outlaw Josie Wales, Clint Eastwood." And again, to go back to remember, Dean Wormer was the guy hunting Josie Wales.
Yeah,
that's right.
Dean Wormer was hunting Josie Wales. And last, part two was by far the best, but I got to throw one and two together, The Godfather.
Oh, yeah. That's one of those.
Leave the gun, take the cannolis.
That's one you could have watched the second one first.
Exactly. Well, the deal is that was, I know it wasn't probably the first, but the way the second movie was edited, going back, when Vito was a young man, and they're going back and forth, I just think that was at that time it was genius. You know, it's like the first guy to ever run an RPO in college football.
Okay? Yeah.
You know, man, that's genius stuff.
Although I will say, years later, they re-edited them together in chronological order.
Oh, really?
And I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I didn't see that with
number three, too, you know, with Michael calling the shots down in Cuba.
Yeah. But just, you know, and of course, Godfather Part Three should have never been made.
I enjoyed it. It wasn't near the first two.
Yeah. I just can't believe the one scene in that movie when the second one, when they were taking that candle and turning it upside down to get the pneumonia out of the child's lungs.
Yeah.
That's man.
Yeah. But you know, James Caan, you know, just everything together. When you just see the evolution of Michael Corleone, when you just see the evolution of that guy, okay, from war hero to comes back, and it's when he shot that cop in the head, that's when it was all over.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, it wasn't Godfather Part 3 when he says, every time I'm trying to get, keep pulling me back in.
Yeah, Sterling Hayden was the cop, an old movie star from the 40s even. Man, Sterling Hayden was the bad cop, so to speak.
Folks, I'll be back on Tuesday with Boxcar. We got Lee K coming up right after this. My wife's upset with me right now because I'm late. We're heading to mother-in-law's, so... Real fast, on behalf of Caffrey Real Estate, Harris Heating and Cooling, Action Specialties, LA Classic Roofing, Swing Insurance, Cane Row Golf and Turf Club, Hike Menville Grubbs and Dalbar, Beer Sports and Rehab, Arsenal Ford, The Quarter Tavern, Gator Outdoors, KK's Cafe, Eon of Louisiana. That's a wrap. We'll see you on Tuesday. Have a great Memorial Day weekend from Bayou Sports.